It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Just call me Gary if you're covering this. Have a listen to this message from Gary. He sent it to us, by the way, on email. And the email address is allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. You can write to us anytime. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. I'm in my early 40s, and I've gone off my fiancé sexually to the point that I make excuses to get out of having sex with her. When we met, she was a size 8, and now she's a size 16. I know this because I do the washing. When we met, we always did the gym together, and then she lost interest and eats takeaways 3 times a week and a few bottles of wine. She now weighs more than me. I'm 6 foot and normal weight for an athletic, active man. Lately, she's even waddling when she walks, and I just can't take it anymore. I have mentioned it in the past and asked her to make lifestyle changes, which last 3 to 4 weeks. I love her, but there's no spark there, because when I look at her now, there is no attraction to her size. Is it time to be blunt? Her mother even said to me that I need to tell her how I feel. Would love your listeners' opinions on this. And that is from a guy called Gary. Now, Gary, I was with you until you threw the line in. Lately, she's even waddling when she walks. What do you make of Gary?
I haven't spoken to him off air. Amanda has.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Amanda. Didn't I ask? I asked Amanda, is he an arsehole? And she said no. He actually loves her a lot. And he just wants to make this relationship work. I don't think he's being a pig. I've always believed in a relationship. The amount of hate that this man has been getting on our Facebook page is unbelievable, isn't it? He's been getting some amount of hate.
Well, when you describe your wife or your fiancé as waddling, I mean, seriously, talk about disrespectful.
Okay, but that's just an expression for, obviously. So she's literally doubled in size since he met her. So he fell in love and he fancied a girl that was, what age was she?
He says size 8.
Size 8. Now, it's different in a relationship when you both end up fat because, you know, you're both in the same stage. But when one side of the relationship is completely different to the way they used to be, then he has, like, okay, well, what should he? Should he not tell her and just start cheating behind her back? He's obviously attracted and was initially attracted to women who are a slim build, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because he fell in love with her and he fancied her when she was a size 8, okay? And now she's a size 16. Now, a size 16 is pretty whopper, isn't it?
It's not that huge now.
It is.
It's not.
Well, it is.
Depends on how tall she is. It's not overly.
Okay, well, I doubt she's 8 foot tall.
No, she's not eight foot tall.
She's not 8 foot tall. So size 16 is fairly hefty, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't say it's fairly heavy, but it's bigger than size 8.
Yes, so she's double the size that she used to be. So what's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to...
He says, I mentioned it in the past and asked her to make lifestyle changes, which lasts 3 to 4 weeks. I love her, but there's no spark there.
Okay, there was all sorts of questions coming in, so let's knock off these questions first out of the way. And Amanda, is this correct? Sorry, yes? No, she's had no children. Because the first thing people say anytime they hear about someone putting, maybe she's had children, trying to excuse it. Maybe she's had children. Maybe you don't know what it's like to have children. She hasn't had children, okay? Now, the other message that came in was, every time.
Come on.
You can't talk about weight without this person popping up all the time. Maybe there's an underlying health issue. No. Sorry, she said, read the message again. What did it say in the message about takeaways? She eats takeaways 3 times a week.
And a few bottles of wine.
So that's not an underlying health issue. Okay, so let's stop. Let's get the excuses all out of the way.
Okay, so the bottom line is, what do you do when you no longer find your partner, be that a man or a woman, you no longer find your partner sexually attractive because they've piled on the weight, basically? That's the question.
And for someone to say, oh, she might have a good personality, you can't get a hard-on from a personality. And I'm sorry to be blunt about this, But personality.
Okay, so is this guy.
Personality isn't going to give you an erection and get you aroused in the bedroom.
It's is not. Gary a shallow prick or.
No, sorry, how could he be shallow? How could he be shallow?
But it seems that he is.
No, how is that shallow?
Because he's just. His whole thing is about her appearance.
Well, sorry, I'll give you a similar.
Surely if he loves her, he loves her.
I'll give you a similar example at the moment and then I'll shut up about it, okay? There's kind of something like this going on in our house at the moment, yeah? I don't know if you've noticed this and you probably won't be able to see it if you're watching this podcast online. I've started to grow.
Oh, not again.
Can you not see it?
Oh, Jesus, you'd be like Santa Claus.
So.
You will look how great it is.
So no, it's not great.
It is.
It's not great. It's actually anyway. A couple.
It actually is. No, it's
not great. A couple of weeks.
Look how it looks. It's great. Great as
a. Okay, it's a bit great. It's a bit great.
Anyway, go on. So you started growing a beard of some sort.
I just stopped shaving a week and a half ago and just said, I'll try this out. And my wife, I was wondering how long it would take before she came out with it. But last night she said to me, "Here, by the way,
get rid of that."
Yeah, pretty much. She said. Get rid of that. Now, what is the difference? And well, I said, why? I said, I like it. And she says, well, I don't like it. Jesus, when I look at you now, it's just, I find it. She didn't use the word repulsive. I can't remember what word she used, but it was kind of like, I find it.
It was a turn off.
But she didn't say turn off either, but she just, yeah, she finds it disgusting. She says, it's unsanitary. There's all probably bits of food in it and all that. Get rid of it. It has to go. To the point that as soon as this podcast is over, I've got a hotel shave booked in at the barber's. It's going to be gone. And when I come home, she'll rub her hand up against it and go, oh, that's lovely. Now, what is the difference? Is my wife shallow?
That is something that you have immediate control over.
You have immediate control over your weight?
What, you can lose all the weight this afternoon?
Get the Aussies. If she's a size 16, she should be able to get the Aussie injections. Get the Ozempics or go out and walk and stop ordering 3 takeaways and 2 bottles of wine a week, okay? Yeah, Evelyn, we'd love to get you on today. Can we try and get Evelyn on? Evelyn says, I don't buy this at all. Oh, I hate when people come out with this. If he really loves her, he should accept her no matter what everyone puts on weight. No, first of all, Evelyn, everybody does not put on weight. And secondly, he does love her. He's literally said, will you give the read out
he
the
said,
line?
"I love, yeah, I love her, but I there's no her. Spark there.
He doesn't find her attractive anymore. That doesn't make him an evil, evil person. He doesn't find her attractive. He still loves her, but he can't get aroused when he looks at her. Okay? So what's he supposed to do? What, like, can I be brutally honest? Is he supposed to say to her, here, listen, honey, leave the lights off. And I'll put a mask of someone else on your face so I can think I'm having a look or I think I'm having sex with somebody else. Like, what is he supposed to do? If you're not attracted to someone, yeah, you cannot be forced to be attracted to them and get aroused by them, can you? That
no.
doesn't make you a bad person.
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
Hi, yes.
Well, Jess, what do you do when you no longer find your partner attractive because they've piled on the weight?
Well, honesty is the best policy, isn't it? Whether they want to accept the truth or not, that's on them. But it's fairly
when you say honesty is the best policy, he's been fairly honest with us in the message that he sent us. Lately, she's even waddling when she walks, and I just can't take it anymore. So he's nearly repulsed by her. So what are you saying? He should be that honest. I'm repulsed by you.
Yeah, he should just take off the kid gloves and be honest.
So. Listen, he listens to this podcast and then he goes home this evening and he sits down with his wife and he says, you repulse me. You're disgusting. You're fat. I can't stand looking at you.
But what's he supposed to do? Lie and make her feel better? Like, what do you do? Like, just be brutally honest.
How would you feel if somebody were to say something like that to you, that I don't find you attractive anymore, you've gone too fat and I'm not aroused by you at all?
If Gary turned around and said to me, Jessica, you've become a big tub of lard, I'd say, grand, I'm going to change it in whichever way I can. I'm not going to go sit in the corner and cry. If she told me this is why I don't like you for X, Y, Z, I'll change them.
But is it not the most horrible thing you can say to somebody? I don't fancy you anymore because you've gotten so fat.
What is he supposed to do? Just be like, oh, it's not a problem for me whatsoever and lie? Like, why is he getting condemned?
You see, the more I talk about it, the more shallow it actually makes him sound. That
it's not shallow. If anything, he's looking after her well-being.
Okay, but that's not his issue. His issue isn't her well-being. He didn't mention her well-being at any point in the message. His issue is he no longer finds his own fiancée sexually attractive.
And that's not a bad thing. Like, he can't help it if he's lost all sort of, like, you know, feeling for her. That's not his fault. That's not his problem. It's hers.
Okay, so you believe that this guy should sit her down and tell her the truth. I don't fancy you anymore because of the amount of weight that you're carrying.
Yeah, just take off the kid gloves, be honest, say, look, this needs to change or we're done.
You see, I lose the weight or I'm off.
Adrian would rather be, you see, Jess, here's
this is what Jess just said. Lose the weight or I'm off.
So you'd rather he lie and continue to lie just to make her feel better. How is that fair on him then?
No. So he should issue an ultimatum. I'm
it's
off.
Not an ultimatum.
It is an ultimatum. Lose the weight or I'm gone. That's literally what you're saying.
If he's not attracted, then what else is he meant to do? Because he's not going to feel better lying to her.
So he said in the message that he's making excuses to get out of having sex. That's not a healthy relationship.
No, I agree. But maybe he should just end the relationship and don't. I mean, to say lose.
She's going to ask, but why are you leaving? Like, she's
talk about coercive control. Lose the weight or I'm gone.
Would you stop?
Lose the weight or I'm gone. Seriously?
Dude, it's not coercive. Like, where are you getting coercive from?
Okay, stay there for a second, Jess. Jess says, be honest. Tell the truth. Tell your partner, I don't find you attractive anymore because you're fat.
I'm disgusted with you saying you shouldn't be honest in a relationship. You should lie in a relationship. That's what you're saying.
Hang on. There's honesty and then there's being horribly blunt.
No, we shouldn't have said about the waddle thing. That is disgusting. But he has to be
lose the weight or I'm gone.
Was that the exact words she said
Jess is saying, yeah. Lisa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lisa?
Grand, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Lisa. So, how do you tell your partner, I don't find you sexually attractive anymore because you're fat?
I just think it's horrible because I have weight on me and I am not. Well, I don't stay at home eating all day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Mine is medical. Maybe the girl has something wrong with her. Do you know what I mean? He has to find out why she's putting on the weight.
No, he did. He says in the mess, he says she eats takeaways three times a week and has a few bottles of wine. It's nothing medical.
But why can't he say to her, like, my husband is, like, we're married 27 years. I was diagnosed with polycystic ovaries and a few other medical issues. I'm on tablets that makes me put on the weight. But he'd just say to me, come on, we've been the dog for a walk in the evening. He'd never say to me, we'll go for a walk because you're fat. You know?
And how would you feel if he did say that?
I think that'd slap him.
How would you feel if he said, because this is what Jess is arguing, if he said to you, regardless of why you have the weight on, but if he said to you, I'm sorry, love, I just don't find you attractive anymore because of the weight. This guy's nearly saying you repulse me. If he was that honest with you, how would you feel?
His bags would be at the door because beauty comes with inside.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's exactly the point that I was trying to make.
No, sorry. When I was single and dating, and I'm sure, Jess, you're the same as well, I never, when I was on a night out, I never looked at a woman in a bar and gone, I'm attracted to that woman's soul. I'm attracted to that woman's personality. I'd say she has a lovely heart. I'd say she's a lovely person. That's not how you can. And again, I hate to be blunt about this, and I hate to be rude about it, but this is the fact, Lisa. You don't get an erection thinking about how good someone's heart is or how good their soul is. That's not what gives, and that's not what gets a woman aroused either, thinking that a man's nice. You have to be physically attracted to the person.
Yeah, I understand that, but like, at the end of the day, you could go out and meet somebody that is really keen, really attracted to, and you could be so unhappy as well.
Jess, when you're in a relationship, you should be able to see past the physical looks. That's really what you're saying, isn't it, Lisa?
Physical aversion is one of the key parts of a relationship, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that one of, like, the main features of a relationship, that you're physically attracted to the person? Correct me if I'm wrong.
My sister was married to an absolute beaut. You would walk down the street and everybody turned their heads to look at him. He was drop-dead gorgeous. But when they got married, you know what? He was an absolutely controlling pig.
Okay, well, but that's not this guy.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to explain. Now she's with somebody that's overweight and she is as happy as Larry.
Right, well, that's her. That's your sister. That's not Gary. If he's not attracted to his fiance at the moment, what is so wrong with him wanting to leave? Like, if she doesn't want to change and get her act into gear, why is he meant to be the bad guy? Just because he's being honest. Because it's not a medical thing. If it was medical, I doubt he'd be on complaining. I think he'd have a little bit more understanding.
No, it's not a medical thing. But
he'd be a bit more understanding if it was. That's not the case here.
Okay, but Lisa said if her partner was to say to her, I don't find you attractive anymore because of the weight you're carrying, you just don't do it for me anymore, she would pack his bags and send him on his way.
Right, so what's wrong with Gary wants to say the same thing? Why is it like a double standards kind of thing?
It's not double standards. Like, if he's that concerned about it, why is he there? Tell us straight out, I'm not attracted to you. Like, you know, go.
But he clearly was at one point.
He shouldn't be packing it down for the whole place to hear. Like, you know, it's, you know, he doesn't want to be there. Pack his bags and go.
I think that he should just say, look, I think you need to get your arse in gear. That's
okay, and let me ask you, Lisa, what do you think this guy, Gary, should do? He doesn't find his partner attractive anymore, his fiancée at this stage. Should he tell the truth or should he just keep his gob shut?
Well, he shouldn't keep his gob shut. Like, he said he's still in love with her.
He said he still loves her, all right, yep.
Yeah, so he's still in love with her. So, like, instead of maybe it's coming from me, I don't know about the other person, maybe it's coming from me that has a bit of weight, maybe he can do it in a nice way and say, we'll start walking each evening, we'll start doing, you know, two things together. And you know what, she might find, thank God, you know what, I actually like this, I don't need takeaways, I don't need this. Maybe he would be cooked up a nice healthy meal.
Okay, so there's no need to be as blunt as Jess says she should be, or he should be. He could do it in a different way, basically.
It is, because as I said, I have a sister in the same situation. If somebody said it to me, you don't know how it's going to affect that girl's mental health. Imagine turning around and saying to your partner, I don't find you attractive. You repulse me because you're overweight. That could tip somebody's mental health over the edge. I'm sorry,
you said you had a sister in a similar situation?
Yeah.
In what way? Explain to me.
He actually told her she was horrible. She was repulsive. You know, sleeping with her was like, oh, I won't even describe the words he said.
What were the words that he used? It's important,
but
I think.
He actually said sleeping with her was like so creepy. It was disgusting. He had to have a shower after it.
That's wrong. Yeah, that's disgusting.
My sister's mental health to this day still suffers.
You see, this is going back to the point that I was making, Jeremy, about being honest and then being too honest. And that's too honest. Even what Jess is saying is too honest.
I know, but
up and say, you know the way I used to fancy you? Well, I don't anymore because you're a fat mess.
Yeah, but women are honest to a point, but women are very two-faced. And an example of this is... No, but they are decent. An example of this is...
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
female friends will tell each other they look great even if they're wearing clothes that they're bet into. And you women, I don't know about you, Lisa, but a lot of women will let their female friends go out on a night out because they don't...
A lot will
because they won't tell their friends. Like, Adrian, you've said to me before, there was a shirt I wore here a couple of weeks ago and I didn't even realise it was too tight to me, but the buttons were fucking bursting out.
Yeah.
And you said to you, no, but Adrian said to me that day before I left, he said, by the way, I think you've gone too big for that shirt. Thank you for that advice. That shirt will not be worn again. Whereas women wouldn't tell their friends. They let their friends go out in a size 8 dress when they're a size 16. So that they can be laughed at by people. And when they're asked to the face, they'll say to their girls, oh, girlfriend, you look gorgeous. You're a stunner. You look gorgeous. And then behind their back, she's too fat to be in that dress. What's she thinking? So honesty pays off.
Okay, stay there for one second, Lisa.
I did destroy that shirt, by the way.
Did you?
Well, I did. Yeah,
because I have a horrible shirt anyway.
No, but you said that.
Yeah, no, but you were bet into it.
Yeah, so it wasn't for me. Thank you.
Darren.
Here. Whoever's saying medical reasons is the reason why someone's overweight is a cop-out. And it's nothing to do with diet or exercise, no? That's an easy way out, an easy excuse. I mean, bollocks. Very, very few cases people are overweight because of medical reasons.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lucy, why are you so angry listening to this conversation?
Because basically when he met this girl, she was a size 8 and he was attracted to her. But it's not just about her. Like he obviously, you know, fell in love with her and her personality. So the fact that she's went up a size 16, he's actually after showing his true colours, what type of a person he really is.
Well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
The fact that he's so mean towards her, he's like, I'm so repulsed by her. I can't look at her. She waddles. Like, who wants to be with someone like that, that says that about the person that they're supposed to love? Like, so for example, if she decided that she wanted to take up his advice and she lost some weight, I wouldn't be able to be with him after that. The fact that he's able to badmouth me so much after that, he's just a horrible person. The thing he should have done was he should have just left her if he wasn't attracted to her anymore. He just said, look, this is not working out, and okay, leave her. He shouldn't have put the girl down, though.
Okay, now,
put her down is terrible.
Well, now, I don't know if he's put her down. He certainly hasn't the message that he sent to us, but I don't know if he said this to her face, and this is the question that he's asking. Her mother even said, I need to tell her how I feel. Is it time to be blunt? So he obviously hasn't been blunt up to now.
Well, it's different when a mother, like the mother shouldn't have, I don't think the mother should have said to him that he should have said it to her. I think the mother should have spoke to her herself. Well, look, this is how, like, it's different when your mother speaks to you about things like this. But my point is, he should love her just the way she is, no matter what size she is. And instead of coming on and asking for advice, if he's not sexually attracted to her anymore, you know, there's no nice way of him saying that to her. So if he was to say to her, if there's, like, he's obviously going to say it one way, I don't find you attractive, you know, I think you should lose a bit of weight. You know, that's going to hurt her anyway. Like, if that was said to me, like, even in a nice way, I wouldn't feel the same about that person again, because, you know, it's more like, you know, you can have the thinnest person out there and they'd be a horrible person. They'd have a horrible personality. She's probably a lovely girl and he should still love her no matter, like, what size she is. And if he's not willing to accept that, just leave.
Okay, don't
talk to her.
You
just
believe,
just
say, even this guy saying that I don't find her attractive, I don't find her sexually attractive, I make excuses to get out of sex now, you think that shows what an absolute prick he is, do you?
Yeah, I do. I think so. He should have just ended the relationship and said, look, you know, because she might feel comfortable in her skin. She might feel comfortable being a size 16.
And Jeremy,
she might be happy.
This goes back to the point that I was making earlier on. If ever I heard of a guy who is, if he's to be as honest, if ever I heard of coercive control, that's exactly what that is. Lose the weight, it's him.
No. Yeah, it's him saying, I don't like the way you look. I don't like the way you're eating Chinese. I don't like this. So it's control. Like,
I know,
she might be happy in her skin.
I know, but why ruin a relationship that could be actually salvaged if...
But as Lucy said, who wants to be in a relationship with a prick like him? She'd be better off without
him. Do you know what I mean? Like, after I had my first child, I didn't lose weight straight away. And I was happy with that. And my partner was happy. Do you know what I mean? And if he had a turn around and said to me, oh, Jesus, yeah, no, you need to go back to your size. You're a bit fatter or whatever. I would have said, get the boat.
Okay, but you're saying he was happy, but you don't actually know that. Now, I don't know. I don't know your situation, but you're saying he was happy, but maybe he wasn't. And he was just keeping it to himself like this fella is, because he didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, no, it all comes down to control. I had her at a size 8 and she was gorgeous.
No,
and she was
that's not control.
It is control.
No, that's
because, as I said, I know people out there who are a size 16, and they are much happier than they've ever been at size 8.
Okay, and the point that Jess was making was, lose the weight or I'm gone. Now, if that's not coercive control, I don't know what is.
That's wrong to say that.
No, it is coercive control. Okay. And the fact that he's saying I'm disgusted and repulsed by her, I'd be like, get the fuck out. Like, just go.
Sorry, he never said that. Did he use the word repulsed?
No, but that's what he's saying. He can't look at her.
Okay, but then
his exact words were, lately she's even waddling when she walks and I just can't take it anymore.
Okay, well, let me ask...
Well, then go. Open, go. Just go.
Let me ask you a question then, Lucy. If... Gary's partner turns around to him tonight, yeah, when they're in the bedroom together and she's horny or whatever and she wants to have sex and he has no interest, and she turns around and says to him, Gary, honey, what's wrong? You don't want to have sex with me anymore. You go out of your way to get out of having sex with me. I want the honest truth, Gary. Why don't you want to have sex with me anymore? What should he say?
Well, I mean,
no. What should he say?
Like he can just say, well, like I mean, obviously he's going to say, yeah, I don't find you attractive anymore. You've put on
I asked you what he should say in your mind, given your opinion on the whole thing. What should his answer be to her question of why don't you want to have sex with me anymore? What should be his answer?
Well, obviously he's going to say you obviously know what his answer is going to be.
No, but what do you think his answer should be? What do you think his answer should be? Should he lie and say, I'm suffering from erectile dysfunction? It's not your fault, honey. I couldn't get it up if 10 supermodels.
No, but obviously he's going to have to tell her, like, do you know what I mean? But it's, you know, like him saying he loves her and still, he obviously still wants to be with this girl. But, you know, you can't come, for me, there's no coming back from that. Like if he said, you have to put on a bit of weight, I don't find you sexually attractive anymore. You know, that's it. If that's all that matters for him, the weight and stuff, it's not about her personality and anything else, then I should just think he should just go. Just say, yeah, obviously he's going to say to her, obviously he's going to say to her, look, you have to put on a bit of weight and I don't find you attractive. Like, obviously that's what he wants to say to her, but he should leave. He shouldn't say, I want you to lose the weight and I'll hang around. No,
okay, say, I'm off. Okay, stay there for one second, Lucy. Stay there for a second because you might be interested in the next call. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Evening, boys.
Trevor, tell me what you bought your wife for her birthday last year. You were telling Amanda.
Well, I asked her. Well, no. I might as well be honest. Listen, lads, I spent a few grand on a Peloton bike for her.
On a what?
A Peloton bike.
What's a Peloton bike for people who don't know?
It's basically a bike with a monitor. It monitors everything on you. You can do stuff on it. It's only like it cost me just over $2,000 for.
All right, so it's a gym machine, basically.
Yeah, basically. I was going to get a treadmill, but I just thought buying one for each leg would be a bit of an overspend, you know?
So you bought her an exercise bike, basically?
Yeah, but top of the range, so she'd actually use it, you know what I mean?
Okay, and... why did you buy her this as a present?
Because she was putting on a bit. And after the last baby, like, she went back to the gym, and she was saying to stay and spend more time at home, so I said, I need to get something for the gaff. So I was looking at treadmills, and just thought, nah, something a bit better. She likes cycling off on cycles sometimes, so... Got the old Peloton in, she likes that even more, so she uses that a bit more at home, you know, when she's trimming down now.
Did she, and I'm looking at those bikes, they look amazing actually. Jesus, you can get $2,000. Did she ask you to buy her a fitness equipment?
No.
Oh. So your motivation...
She was getting the belly boys, you know what I mean?
So your motivation...
When you get with a girl, right, and she's in the good shape, and then after a short time, she puts on a pudge and she's walking down the road... A t-shirt and shorts and more blubber on it than the killer whale, you know what I mean? You have to do something about it.
That's not funny, actually.
No, it's not funny. It's not funny.
I'm not trying to be funny, boys. I'm being dead serious.
So,
like, you don't want health problems coming
your
up.
Way,
and the only health
your
problem
way.
This girl who was sent...
Your way well, to get your wife to lose some weight was to buy an exercise bike, and I mean that again, coercive control. Much.
No, it's not quite. I never stood behind her and whipped her. Never told her to get her ass on it. Said, "Oh, look, this would be good for both of us." But I kind of leaned more towards her, isn't it?
Well, I suppose.
Lads, when you have people sending you in topics like this and then saying people texting, oh, there could be health issues. Yeah, her health issues is Dr. fucking Charmaine down the road. Tell her to lose the phone number, get on a bleeding bike, or get out and walk.
Yeah. Although, is it any different? I'm just thinking, Adrian, 2 years ago, remember when I decided to grow my goatee?
It was horrible.
Look,
there we go.
No, but I grew a goatee, Trevor, about 2 years ago.
I remember, Jeremy, you look like you had a rat in your chin.
I know, it was disgusting. I'm embarrassed. But I remember that Christmas that I had the goatee. What did my wife, do you remember what my wife bought me for Christmas?
No.
A Gillette razor, top of the range. No, she bought me a top of the range Gillette razor and she says that's to keep it gone. So I suppose it's no different. But Lucy, I'm sure you're disgusted by that, are you?
No. Did you say she was interested in going to, she started going to the gym after she had a baby and then she stopped?
Yeah, I got her back into the gym and then she was starting to kind of pull away from it, so I said I'll do something else then.
And what's wrong with having a little bit of weight on her?
Because I wouldn't be sexually attracted to that. Like, I love her personality, I love her mind and all that as well, but I can't get her head on thinking about, oh, she can tell a good joke.
So she has to be a size 6, does she?
She has to be in a good shape that I'm sexually attracted to. Yes, otherwise the relationship fizzles.
What kind of shape are you in?
I'm 6'2". Dad bods. I'm not overweight. I'm built for my size.
She just had a baby. Do you know what I mean? She's had a baby. She might be happy. She might be happy with that little bit of weight on her.
Sex isn't in the relationship, love. It's not a relationship, it's a friendship.
So if she has a little bit of a belly on her, you're not sexually attracted to her?
No, she was going that way, and then all you knew, if I didn't help her to stop, then she'd go even further. What's the point in having a relationship with that?
Was she happy with the way she was, though?
Didn't really ask her.
No, but she didn't see her running back to the gym. She was happy. Do you know what I mean? Did she get on the bike in the gym within about two weeks?
She might be happy with that weight on her.
It's not all about sex, you know. And if you look at her, and she's a good looking girl, she's a good looking girl. There's no harm in a little bit of weight on someone.
I'm not going to be attracted to a fucking wibbly wobbly wonder going down the road, you know what I mean?
Then you just need to fuck off then. Seriously, it's just sex. Like, you can be attracted to someone when they have a bit of weight on, do you know what I mean? It's not like she wants me to provide.
So why can't I have sex?
And have you told her that you wouldn't have sex for her if she put on a bit of weight? They wouldn't be attracted to her.
Have you ever said that to her?
And what has she said?
Should we stop having sex while she was pregnant? Didn't it feel good?
That's different when she's pregnant. But afterwards, like, is she okay with you telling her that she needs to, you know, get up and go to the gym? Like, anyone that said that to me, they'd be out the door.
No, like, she's attacking me when she's in the height of pregnancy because the hormones are all over the place, and I just turned her down blank. So what's the difference between that and being after pregnancy?
Because you're pregnant, obviously you're going to put on weight on when you're pregnant.
Yeah, but it's just disgraceful.
Some women actually look really nice with a bit of weight on them, a bit of curve. Do you know what I mean?
They look gorgeous and they have great personalities, but I still can't get a head on for personality love.
Then people like that, and you just shouldn't be in a relationship. Just have your one night stands and fuck off.
Why is it when a man puts on weight and a woman cheats? So you never hear anything bad about the woman. The man put on weight, he let himself go.
It is equal. I'm sure there's lots of women out there that have left because their man have put loads of weight on. But there's also lots of women that cheat.
I didn't cheat. I just got her an exercise bike and told her to use it.
Well, you don't know how she felt genuinely inside when you got her that bike. She could have felt really hurt-like. Do you know what I mean?
She tried to get on top of me with that pose and I said, listen, love, I can't just get on top of you and slap the belly right the way, and then I'm good to go.
Okay. I just can't. If you're here all day, I can't.
All right, Lucy, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.
Have a glass of wine and yourself down.
Bye.
Lucy was brilliant. Love that woman.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this.
Can I just ask you a question before we go to the next call? Trevor, are you in good shape?
Yeah.
You are? Are you ripped? Six pack? Pecs?
No, I'm not ripped. I have what they call a dad bod. I'm like 6'2 and very big shouldered, so I'm good for my weight size and all that, yeah.
But have you ever asked Mrs. Trevor if she still finds you attractive?
Jeremy, she's all fucking on me most nights, so I think I'm all right there, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to turn me on, but I do go to the gym and all, so like I'm all right.
Talk about loving himself.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in some more of your opinions on this, and they're flying in. This is Anthony.
Waterland, are you serious? It's a topic for the two of them and not for a podcast. If he's any sort of man, he was asked her to her face. Is there something we can work on? And not looking for opinions of other people. Simple as that. Love the show, guys. Mind yourself.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Samantha.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Samantha. How do you deal with this? What do you want to say to Gary, who's the fellow who sent us the message in the first place? He no longer finds his fiancée sexually attractive and doesn't know what to do about it. He wants to be honest, but he doesn't know how to go about it.
Well, he should just do what you said there. He needs to be honest in a nice way.
He doesn't need to want a podcast to tell everybody how he's feeling. I'm sure he can talk to his friend, his brother or his mother, you know. He doesn't need to do this. And I have to say, Trevor, your last caller, oh my God, where did you find him?
Where did we find you, Trevor?
I'm here, Sammy. I can hear you.
In a cave.
Oh my God, Trevor.
Oh God, here we go. The dinosaur call. Come on.
What happened to you?
Come on, Sammy. Go on. Tell me how I'm a dinosaur.
Tell us. What way were you brought up, Trevor?
Very respectably, Sammy, Samantha. I speak very well and I treat people as they treat me.
Well, Trevor, I have to say, I'm just in shock at listening to you today. Like, you just seem to get worse as you get older. Every time I hear you...
Samantha, can I ask you a question?
Well,
Samantha?
You can, Trevor, but listen to me, darling. Listen, you have to wait until a woman... Trevor, you have to wait until a real woman is finished speaking before you interrupt, before you try to get in between this, right? You have to wait your turn, right? Hang on, wait your turn. I'm still speaking, Trevor.
Yeah, but don't say wait your turn, okay? And then that's finishing the sentence and then I respond. So you can't tell me to be quiet and answer that question.
Go on,
anyway.
Wait your turn and you're still babbling. So that's why I go back to what way were you brought up, Trevor? Because you don't know how to speak to women. I feel so sorry for your wife. God love her. I hope she's listening to you today. I really hope she is.
Now, and Samantha, I hope her friends are listening.
And I hope her family are listening because you are a control freak. There's something seriously
Ireland's top
wrong
podcast,
with you,
Samantha.
Trevor.
They could be listening.
But Trevor, you're so controlling. Can you not notice that yourself in what you're saying?
In what
here
way
on
am
the
I
show?
Controlling, Samantha? Do tell.
I told her to go to gym. I bought her this bike. I made her do this. I did this.
No, I never said
that.
I made her. I said I motivated her to go to the gym and I bought the bike to motivate in the pretense that
no,
we
you
were
said
both
I made her go to the gym.
She used it more than me.
In one of your lines, you said I made her go to the
well,
gym.
Well, we call that a Freudian slip then, Samantha, shall we?
Trevor, stop now. Stop that.
Okay, let me ask you, Samantha. What
Trevor,
do you...
Okay. Stop. Grow up, man.
What do
Samantha,
you do?
If my wife gets on top of me, and I say, here, can you get off me? I'm not attracted to you sexually. Do you think that would go well, or do you think I'd lose it, get a black eye from her?
Do you know what, Trevor? I don't think you could hold a conversation with the woman in the first place. Mindfully.
Well, you don't really need a conversation when you're in bed, Samantha.
Okay, Samantha, what do you do when you no longer find your partner sexually attractive because they've piled on the pounds? What do you do?
Come here. That doesn't happen overnight. That happens over time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So before it gets to that stage, you do something before it gets to that stage. There's
that's
obviously
what I
something
did.
Real. There's something happening with that woman. If she started to drink a few bottles of wine a week, if she started to order a takeaway a few nights a week, something has gone wrong. Something has happened. And she may be comfortable with herself. And you know what, Trevor? That's okay, because that woman probably looks at herself in the mirror and says, I am winning. I am beautiful.
So
I'm
Samantha,
fine.
You
but Trevor, just because
Adrian,
you as a male
preempting.
Don't see
you're
that, that's
right?
not, no,
you just
that's
said
not that
you're
woman's
preempting.
Problem, Trevor.
And that's what
Trevor,
I have done. So you actually agreed with me, Samantha. Thank you very much for coming around
that's
to the misogynistic
side. That's your problem, Trevor.
Of,
not
right?
the woman's problem.
Thank you, Samantha. Thank you for joining me.
Need to carry that in your head every day. Ah, well, we'll all say a little prayer for
thanks
Trevor.
For agreeing with me, Samantha.
I wouldn't be agreeing with you in any
well,
frame
you just
of
did
mind.
Because Adrian asked you
no,
what
no, no,
do
no,
you
no,
feel
no,
you
no.
said
no.
you say
no,
you
no,
do
no,
something
no, no,
before
no.
it gets bad
no, no,
but you agreed
no,
with me
no,
Samantha
no.
Samantha
no. Sorry, is Trevor finished talking?
Are you both finished talking? Samantha, this guy Gary,
sexual tension between the two of you guys, by the way, there's literally sexual.
Oh my god, Get me
come on, man. She sounds like 60. Oh. That's why I'm not being this successful.
Oh, Trevor, well done. You got me back.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just not being disrespectful. I respect me always, you know?
Oh,
and
my
you're
God.
Double me age.
Oh, Trevor,
laughing.
You're such
oh,
a prick
Trevor,
sometimes.
You're
well, if I sound like a dinosaur, Samantha,
Trevor,
come on. I'm allowed
to
treat
I'm
you
going
know,
to wet
you
myself
like.
Here laughing. You're so funny.
Well, that's the
you're
old
hilarious.
Age, Samantha. It's okay. Yeah, we all get to that stage, you know what I mean?
Go on, into the laughter lounge and get a gig there, darling.
Have all the old ladies throwing the knickers at me, Samantha, wouldn't they?
Oh, I can imagine. I'd be forced up on the stage, Trevor, if I could get up on the stage.
You'd be, Samantha, you'd have a hard time getting to the stage. You'd be slipping on the floor, you know?
Enough, Trevor. Good luck, both of you.
Thank you. Samantha, Samantha, what age are you, by the way? She's gone. We will never find out.
We'll never find out. Let me squeeze in a few more before we wrap this up. Louise!
Hi, lads. Just on today's topic, I've heard a good few people now say that being overweight or obese is essentially a choice, and that all they need to do is step away from the table and get some exercise and all will be well. Life will be dandy. That's not the case. I'm actually currently attending an endocrinologist for my own weight management, and how he explained it to me was basically once you over a certain weight for your height, your brain is triggered into a disease. He said obesity, high weight, is a disease, and he said it's virtually impossible to turn that back. You can lose the weight, but to actually keep it off and to maintain it is next to impossible. There are things like Ozempic, and there's weight loss surgery and stuff like that, but these are all quite invasive and they don't work for a lot of people. It's not just as simple as stepping away from the table or exercising. The majority of people who suffer with their weight do so for psychological and mental health issues. It's not as simple as everybody's making it out to be. Obesity is a disease, and although it's curable, it is very hard to handle.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Louise. And finally, Jay.
Sorry, Adrian, could you answer me this question? Is Lorraine then coercively controlling me? Because she has told me now I have to cut down on what I eat. I have to stop eating out in the truck. I have to try and go home more often for healthy meals, because she's noticed what I do. I'm actually starting to get a bit of a pouch. So is that coercive control? Should I get away from Lorraine? Is there red flags there? Because she's looking after me health. She wants me around longer for the kids, because we all know what weight does. So should I dump Lorraine now? Because it sounds like she's coercive controlling me, doesn't it? I'd really like your advice on this one, Adrian. You seem to know it all there, pal.
All right, Jay.
you asked a question. See, Adrian won't answer questions. Just go, right, Jay.
Dictating to somebody what they do or how they act is coercive control.
No matter what way you want to look at it. People dictate relationships all the time.
Read that final message that came in for Trevor.
Oh, what was it?
In the laughter lounge.
I'd smother him with my pair of knickers.
Oh, thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
It was.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.